Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Friday. We are close to the weekend. Many of you may have already started your weekend. Let's hope the Braves have not checked out for this weekend. They need to check in as the Phillies are in town. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Last night was just ugly. And you lose 4-0. You don't score. You don't draw any walks. Zero. And there's just no timely hitting whatsoever. Grant Holmes allowed 2 earned runs on 6 hits. He struck out 6, but he walked 3 and 5 innings. And, you know, the Braves went 3 for 30 at the plate. That's the problem. So when we talk about the fundamental problem, and I asked Mike as we started the show, are you ready to fire sale it? And you said, sir.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold judgment on the fire sale till after this series with the Phillies. How about this homestand? How's
okay.
That?
Okay.
I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more homestand for the Braves, and that's it.
Okay. Because I am right now, and I don't know if it's the frustration that has been building. I keep waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and it just hasn't taken off as I thought it might. Right. I kept thinking, and I keep thinking that Ronald Acuña is going to be the spark. What more can he do?
Because he's been crushing it. Now, I will say this. If you're looking for a sign, God give me a sign, you've got some winnable games. Now, again, who's winnable when you're 7 games under .500, right? But after Philly, you get the Angels. Baltimore, the A's. I mean, you know, I know we don't respect those. And I don't respect those. But, I mean, I would think you'd have a chance to maybe please Carl. Find a way to get on some kind of a heater. But how many have we been saying this all season? I mean, I'd like to give you a new, fresh angle on this. A's are 16 games out in their division. They're 17 games under .500. The Orioles are 12 games under .500.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis is over .500. They're pretty good. And obviously we know what Philly is. But, I mean, you'd like to think you could at least make some hay in this interleague play you're going to have later in this homestand.
You would hope. At this point, where we are, I'd love to tell you, oh, the Braves will smoke these guys. There's nothing that I'm willing to give this team right now because of our inconsistency. Matt Olson, by the way, the only good news, his on-base streak, 27 games, his longest active streak in baseball. Let's hope that continues. But we're going to have to do more against this Phillies team as we go into this series this weekend, 10 games back. You guys can let us know what you think, 404-726-0929. And maybe you're ready to fire sell it. I don't know. Maybe you're fed up with the inconsistencies that this team has shown. Or maybe you're like Mike, oh, I'll give it one more weekend. You know what that's like? Oh, I'll give it just another try.
No, it's like the girlfriend that's always, you know, doing stuff or reverse it. Or the boyfriend for the ladies out there that's always running around. You're like, ah, I'll give him one more chance. He's going to change. But yeah, this team can't hit. I mean, Money Harris's entire approach to the plate is something that's got to be deconstructed, if we're honest. You know, it's finally coming home to where it's like, wow, this guy really doesn't have an idea of what he's trying to do at the plate right now.
Yep.
Because the pressure adds another element to it. We've talked about, you know, I love Drake Baldwin. Drake Baldwin's cooled off too, and I understand. Yes, I'm still willing to shop Murph, but you're looking at the pitching, starting pitching issues. You know, you assume that Chris Sale is going to come back and hit the ground running. That might take a little bit longer than expected.
Yeah, it might. Either way, this is our lot in life right now, and we have to deal with it. By the way, I mentioned Acuña. Since his return, guys, .369 average, .485 slugging, .658 on base.
And on the All-Star team now. Wow. Made the first, obviously the first cut.
He should be. I mean, like, seriously, he's been the hottest thing. And then 9 home runs. while also posting two-plus-two wins above replacement, if you're into those things. Mm. The nerds, as we like to say.
Nerds!
Want to lay out all these numbers.
Well, Shut up, nerd!
What about his wins above replacement?
Go outside, nerd.
That's good, too. So whatever stat that you want to look at, whatever metric, Ronald Acuña is absolutely killing it right now. All right, more on the Braves coming up, guys. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, Mike, somebody hit me up yesterday and said, I heard y'all Dukes talking about Justin Tucker. Y'all clowning now. But if Koo screws up, y'all going to be calling him later this year. I'm like, whoa.
No, I don't think that's possible. Well, first of all, we got the kid from Germany.
That's right.
We have Krieg.
That's correct.
Krieg the kicker. So, homeboy from Germany is going to bring home the bacon, baby, if Koo can't get it together.
But that's like, I said, slow down. First of all, Justin Tucker suspended through November. I don't.
And he's persona non grata. It's one thing if you get some creepy stuff and you get the civil suits, but he couldn't do his job last year, Carl, to the point where it was costing them games.
Wonder why, Mike. but yeah, I don't foresee that happening. And
by the way, Dominic just corrected me.
What?
Krieg is not bringing home the bacon, he's bringing home the schnitzel.
This is true. Good call. That's right. But I don't think that's going to happen. I'm talking about the Falcons potentially calling Justin Tucker. Listen, there may be a team that does. Listen, field goal kickers, we know this, they screw things up. We weren't killing Koo until last year. He missed the most field goals of anybody in the league. It's just what it is. But I found that interesting as that guy was talking to us yesterday about the Justin Tucker situation. Mm. Aaron Rodgers, guys, is confident the Steelers are going to re-sign T.J. Watt.
How does he know that?
I don't know.
He's been there a week, and T.J.'s going to be, like, maybe with the Steelers. This goes back to Aaron Rodgers and all the crap we talk about when he plays the victim of being bullied and no one knows what's going on in his personal. How do you know T.J. Watt's contract status? You just signed there. You're going to be gone. You basically said you're there for 1 year anyway, and he's gone. So I guess all the Hawaska makes him clairvoyant,
yes.
Carl, like he's an
yes.
X-Man. He can read T.J. Watt's brain about what he's going to do with his contract.
I know. I don't know, Mike. We used to say, what, are you new here? And in many cases, that was the situation when people always jumped in. Oh, that won't happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Aaron knows. I have no idea. But he's confident that they're going to re-sign.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. Well, you got to go in there.
Maybe that's how he knows.
Hey, look. Now, again, we're paid to have an opinion. Hey, maybe he'll do talk radio after he retires because he's got an opinion on everything.
Do you think he's got one of those dark rooms in his house? Oh, wait, it's a closet.
Well, is it a hyperbaric chamber? Because almost everybody's got big money. He's got that now in sports.
Well, that's true. I'm just wondering, like, when he has those moments, I'm going into the dark room. And he just goes in that area in his house. I don't know. Right. I mean, he had a special area built. It's not like he couldn't afford it. And by the way, what would that look like?
What was that movie?
Because a closet wouldn't do it, right?
What was the movie with Altered States?
Ooh, good call.
Here's a deep dive for you guys. You ever seen that one, Dominic?
Good
call. Yeah, Dominic's too young for that one. You have to go find it. It was a John C. Lilly book, and I don't know. I went down this rabbit hole back in the day. It was John Hurt plays it. It's a Ken Russell movie, so he always does good stuff. But basically, the guy's in a sensory deprivation chamber, and all the crazy things that come off of that, and these experiments that he's doing. And maybe that's why Aaron is so messed up.
I don't know. That's a good preference. But yeah, I just wondered about what the dark room looks like at his house. He went to that. That was out somewhere in Oregon, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, they said it. Some people said it kind of looks like a hobbit hole.
Really?
Lord of the Rings, the way you kind of just go in.
And they lock you in?
Yeah, they literally just lock you in.
No, y'all ain't locking me in.
wait, you mean like Young Frankenstein? Whatever happens, do not let me out of this room. Whatever I say, do not let me out. God, let me out of here!
Yeah, you're not letting me out. You're not locking me in there. Right. Would you go into somewhere where they lock you in?
No way, Jose.
Huh?
No.
I don't like that.
I like my freedom. No way.
You do like one of those escape room type deals?
No, I don't dig that either. I've heard they're fun.
I won't do a cruise because I don't like being told where to go.
I've heard those escape rooms are fun, and that's I'm a little bit claustrophobic, man.
Are you really?
Yeah. Let the elevator stop. You want to see me act up? Let the elevator just jump a little bit. You know these elevators up here sometimes act up.
I got stuck. What building is that in Manhattan? New York Life Building. My dad and I.
Not funny.
Yeah, about 2 hours. I had to wait for them to go. Yeah, man. Get the elevator company. It was kind of, and my dad. And the funny thing is, we're going to go to have dinner before we're going to the ball game. I'm like, ready to eat my dad. My dad was joking around. It's like, we're going to wind up like those guys in the Andes. Have to eat each other.
about if I have to eat you, son, I love you.
What?
About 3 years ago, we were down in Sarasota, and I'm going up in an elevator. I'm bringing stuff up. We're on vacation. And the doors, I should have known.
Right.
The doors closed really slow, and one elevator was out of service. So there was a sign on one of the elevators that literally said, not working, out of service.
Right.
And you're like, this huge condo or whatever it was, and you're like, one elevator? Okay, whatever. And I get in, and I bring all the stuff in the elevator, and I'm on the elevator, and Trent and her friends are already upstairs, and my wife's upstairs, and the door's like,
oh, wow.
Slowly, like, just, I mean, like, you know, they're not moving. And they close, and I'm not thinking about it. And then the elevator's like, just barely moving.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going, I'm only going to the third floor. This 1 minute goes by.
Uh-oh.
2 minutes goes by.
Are you starting to sweat at this point?
Sweat. Bro, I'm freaking out. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, God, I'm about to be trapped in this elevator. It's hot. I'm like, there's one elevator working. I should have known. I should have took the stairs. I'm in my head. I'm like, I shouldn't have gotten on this elevator. 3 minutes goes by. I'm not gone to the third floor yet.
I mean, so is there a sense of motion?
It's moving, but it's not moving.
Okay.
And this is what I think brought this on. And now you got me sharing. I'm going to share. Finally, I get to the third floor. The elevator stops. My heart is... But the doors haven't opened. So I'm now like...
Are you pressing the bell? Ding!
Mike, I'm about to press that call button, right. And I'm hoping, does that even work?
Is there anyone to answer your call?
Because have you ever gotten an elevator and wondered if the call button really works? Like, is somebody really going to answer me? So I'm literally like, I'm about to push this button. Doors, I'm waiting for the doors to open. Y'all, I cannot tell you, after about 5 minutes in this elevator, three floors, the doors open. I ran out! And I'm literally pulling bags from the outside of the elevator so I don't have to get back in the elevator. And I get back to the condo, and Michelle's like, oh, how was it? Well, what took you so long? I said, I'm not riding the elevator the entire time we're here. You're going to take the stairs every day,
all day.
Right. And then we find out, oh, yeah, because I told the attendant, like, hey, that elevator took like 5 minutes to get three floors. He goes, yeah, we've got to do some work on it. The next day, out of service. I do not like those situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened. Like I said, that time when I was a kid, it was kind of exciting and fun, you know, because I was looking at my dad.
And
my
exciting!
Well, because when it was 78. My dad, we were in the city, and I want to say it was the New York Life building, one of the taller buildings in the city's downtown. And it was an old elevator. I mean, it had press all the buttons and all. I mean, it was old school, the brass and everything. And there was just two women and me and my dad. And that's why my dad's like joking around, like, well, hopefully it won't be like that film with those guys in the Andes. We'll have to get some barbecue sauce. We'll have to eat each other. And I look at my dad. I go, where are we going to get the barbecue sauce? It was a joke.
Exactly.
And the women, so this one lady starts getting a little, same thing, get a little antsy. And it's hot. It's hot town. Summer in the city. It's not exactly pleasant in the elevator. And we were in there for 2 hours, man. And then eventually fire department, the whole shebang. So, I mean, I've been in the situation. I was taking the cue from my old man who was trying to keep it cool.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But the women were starting to wig out.
Yeah. And I got to be honest. Hope you don't have to pee.
Right.
Let's just be, I mean, like, you start to get nervous. Things start happening with your body. You're like, oh, I got to go. Where are you going? Anywho. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers knows they're going to re-sign. We were talking about the dark room. I'm not down.
That's
for
how
it.
We got. Yeah. So now we know. If you really want to mess with Carl, man, get him in. How do you?
No. Don't mess with
him.
But
then, how do you even get in that little service elevator that we take in the building?
Elevator is the bigger elevator of the ones that we take.
No, the little one. The one that I. The little
I'll
one.
Get in when somebody else gets in with me.
Okay, because you and I have we have a bunch of elevators here at County Square. There's
you
one.
Notice sometimes I'll take that back elevator. Here's a guy. I trust that one.
Okay. Hey, one football note before we wrap it up. We talked about this on Tuesday's show. Carl brought this up on Wednesday down at State Farm pre-draft about finding out that Kyle Pitts was not at the tight end U that was held up in Nashville and all the festivities and everybody who went. And Charlie Warner did go, one of our tight ends with the Falcons. Did come out after we were off the air on Wednesday that he was at last year's tight end.
Whoop-dee-doo!
The problem is, and this gets back to the bigger question, whether you like Kyle Pitts, whether you think it's fair or unfair, how he's been used, his usage rate, his commitment to football, wherever you fall, he's not healthy enough to be at the tight end. So now here we are. It was mini camp was what, 10 days, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
So now here's 3 weeks of the summer. This guy can't do stuff. So,
you know, also I just work here.
We've heard.
But I mean, but this goes back to the bigger picture. Regardless of whether you, as all those things I just said, if you can't stay healthy, you can't help my football team. So is he going to be ready to rock and roll in August?
I don't know. Look,
let alone September?
I don't know. What I got word from my people up there in Nashville, hey, your boy's not here. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Funny, not funny.
Mm.
And last year, Mike, the reason why I say whoop-de-doo is because, let's be honest, last year's gone now. There's nothing he can do about last year's numbers. We're looking forward to him being a great performer this year and something that we at least think that might have helped. Might have maybe given him an edge.
Right.
Might have maybe helped him pick the brain of some of the great tight ends in this league and say, you know what, I'm going to use that tip when we play this year. Mm. He didn't get that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.